The assignment for Chapter 7 is relatively straightforward. Check the Calculating and Comparing Mortgage Assignment Sheet. And what we're going to ask you to do is get a few quotes. 3, 4 would be better for the mortgage that you would need for the home that you would want to purchase one day in the future. And, of course, if you already have a mortgage, compare your current mortgage to the ones you research. Would refinancing be a good option now? Well, interest rates are on the rise since the depth of the Great Recession, but they're still pretty darn low. Go to banks, credit unions, mortgage companies, mortgage brokers. Now here's where the problem occurs. Loan representatives might be a little cranky if you tell them you're really just asking for this information as part of a community college financial planning assignment course. So try not to tell them. But if they're smart, they should treat you well because you could be a future customer, right? Now, check the average 30-year loan rate on bankrate.com. It changes every day. And see if you can do better than that. See if you can do better than the 15-year, okay? There's one website that still allows you to enter this information without entering your information. See, most of the time they want you to give them your email, your phone number, your name, and then they'll get back to you because they want to schmooze you because they're trying to make a living. But aimalone.com, which is the same place I use to get the mortgage interest rates and the points, aimalone, aimloan.com. Now, I don't own any stock in them or anything, folks, but they're a good company based here in San Diego, but they're all over the country. Now, the second part of the assignment, you're going to perform the calculations and then compare the various mortgages, 15, 20, 30 year. As you are performing the comparisons, think about which mortgages you prefer and why. What are the advantages and disadvantages of each? Now, a bit of a hint here. There's a little trick part to the last part, part D of problem number one. If it's an adjustable rate mortgage, can you compute the monthly payment and the number of payments? Yes. But in 6 months and a year, the interest rate's going to change, so the payment's going to change. So can you compute the total amount of the loan? Can you compute the total interest? Think about it. And then the last problem asks you to decide, should I refinance? How long is it going to take me to pay back those closing costs if I go with a lower rate? So have fun with this. I know mortgages aren't the most exciting things, but oh boy, is it important when you buy a house or if you already own. So have fun with this assignment and contact me if you have any questions.